Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Erevin, Daf Chav Tes, and we are starting about the second line with the words of Yudim and Pazi Bai and the Vilnitzer's Daf. It's on Chav Zayin Omer Alf, about a third of the way in. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're talking about a guy who went out of his Tchum and now he's limited to four Amos. And the question is as follows: Rabbi Yudim and Pazi Bai, he asked the following: Arba Amos Shamru, these Dalad Amos that we said that a person is limited to, Tchum Hein, Oy Einon Tchum. Are they considered Tchum or not? Meaning, do we say that just like a standard Tchum is 2,000 Amos, now this guy has a new tchum of four amos, or perhaps it's not a tchum, and really he has to remain in his makam and not go anywhere at all. It's just that makam shel adam is dalad amos, and that's why he's allowed to walk four amos. What's an afkamina in temer tchumain? If you say that it's considered tchum, einos loy arba amos mishnei makamos, you don't give him four amos in two places. And in temer inon tchum, if you say it's not a tchum, einos loy arba amos mishnei makamos, then you do give him arba amos in two places. Namely, if it's a tchum, he's limited to these four amos. That's it. Him and all the stuff and everything that's with him has these four amos, and that's all. Just like a regular 2,000 amot chum. However, if you say it's not a chum, it's considered his makim. Well, if he's in one place and his stuff and his food happens to be, let's say, four amos away from him, for example, he put down his bag and then walked away a little bit, well, that means that he gets dalad amos and his stuff gets their own dalad amos because that is their makim, and that means that there's a total of eight amos. And our Zerubzer tells us, Masnisa Amr Kain, our Mishnah tells us that Arba Amos Sha'amru Tchum Hain, these four amos are considered chum because of a tanin we have Mishnah later on that tells us, Ubavad Shalo Yotzi Zemitach Shalo Lutach Shal Chaveroi. This is referring to a case where we have two people that their dalad amos overlap each other. We have Reuven and Shimon that are a little bit distant from each other. They each have four amos, and let's say two of their amos overlap, so they're allowed to walk around and carry in their dalad amos. They can even bring their stuff and either suit the Shabbos together and these two amos that overlap. However, they have to be careful not to pass their stuff or throw their stuff into the dalad amos of the other guy, which means that this is tchum. Him and his stuff is limited to four amos, and that is it, and his stuff is not to go beyond this four amos. Now we'll go back to explain the Mishnah. Remember, the first case was that Goyim had taken this fellow out of his tchum, and that's what brought up this whole discussion that he's limited to only dalad amos. And then we had mentioned that if they brought him back into his tchum, he could walk around freely like as before. So we clarify, this is only if they brought him back into his tchum. But if he himself walked back into his tchum, he's not treated like as before, that now he's back in his tchum and everything's fine. Since he was out of his tchum on Shabbos, he's still considered to be out of his tchum. And our Vacharacha tells us, produce that was brought out into the Rosh Rabim on Shabbos, take out the word of Chazu that's not part of the Girsa, Shagig, Yachlu, Mezid, Lo Yachlu. If they're brought out by Shagig, they could be eaten. If they're brought up by Mezid, they can't be eaten. Now, Rabbi Nechemiah Amir, he tells us, Bein Shagig, Bein Mezid, Lo Yachlu. If they're brought out to the Rosh Rabim, it doesn't make a difference why Shagig or Mezid, they're not allowed to be eaten. They're on the Rosh Rabim, they're brought to different Rosh on Shabbos. Ad Shech Zirulim Kaiman, Shagig. Also, it has to be they were brought back by Shagig. As we see, the Amish is Rabbi Nechemiah. A guy was brought outside his Tchum, if came back in, by Shagig. Either he walked back in Shagig or he's brought back. And that's considered shogeg, so then he's allowed to walk around freely, but not if he dafka came back in. And besides Rav Nechemiah, Kramayer, Rav Nechemiah also goes like Kramayer. The time we have a brisa, Hamaaser Vashel b'Shabbes, a guy who takes off meiser or he cooks on Shabbos, shogeg yoichel, mezid lo yoichel divra Meir. Rav Meir says if he did so b'shogeg, he could eat it. It's only if he did it with mezid, he can't eat it. Rabbi Yehuda argues over here that it's only allowed to be eaten on Matzah Shabbos. So we see the Rav Meir holds that we're not geyser shogeg atu mezid, and that's the same thing as Rav Nechemiah in our Mishnah. Now we're going to discuss another case. A guy was kind of shvisa. He was out in the middle of nowhere, in the field, in the forest, something like that. He didn't feel so comfortable for Shabbos. He's kind of shvisa in his place, and he has 2,000 amos in every direction. And then what happened? Ubo goyim v'kifu mechitza. Goyim came in the middle of the night. They decided to set up camp here, and they surrounded the entire place with mechitzas. Maybe they built even a little mini village, and this place is huge. The question is, now that he's surrounded by mechitzas, can he walk around freely? Is it considered that now he's in like Rosh Hashayachid, or maybe not? So Rav Chana tells us, lo hilu mechitzas eklom. These mechitzas don't help at all. El Mahalch Balpaim, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos in every direction, like he was able to at the beginning of Shabbos, Umetaltel Ba'arba, and he's only allowed to carry Dalad Amos over here. The Mechitzas don't count whatsoever. That's because Mechitzas made on Shabbos don't help at all for him. However, Chiyabrei Rav Amar, he tells us the Mahalach Umetaltel Ba'arba, he's not only allowed to walk around, but he's also allowed to carry 2,000 amos over here. And that's because the Mechitzas do help regarding Tiltol, even though they were made on Shabbos. Bottom line is that now he's surrounded with walls, so he's allowed to carry. However, since he wasn't Shabbos Ba'avir mechitzas, he didn't begin Shabbos with these mechitzas surrounding him, they don't help him extend his tchum. Therefore, he's only allowed to walk around 2,000 amos, even if the mechitzas extend beyond the 2,000 amos, and he's also only allowed to carry in those 2,000 amos. And that's because, again, even though the mechitzas go beyond the 2,000 amos, so technically, he should be allowed to walk to the end of his 2,000 amos, and then throw the object further, for whatever reason he would want to do that, he's not allowed to, because since he's limited to walking 2,000 amos, we're afraid that if we allow him to walk to the end of 2,000 amos carrying an object, object and then throw it, he might end up walking past the 2,000 amas. So we say just walking and carrying within the 2,000 amas. Rabbi Yaakov Ra'acha quotes Ravuna, who says b'shem Chiya B'rei D'Rav, that actually Mahalch Bal Payim, he could walk around the 2,000 amas that he originally had. He can actually carry 4,000 amas here by way of throwing, which means he could carry 2,000 amas and then throw the object along 2,000 amas for a total of 4,000. That's because we say that him and the object that he has are two separate things, and therefore they each, so to speak, have their own 2,000 amas. Now, having by Meimar, they want to say, remember, they had held that even when Goyim brought the Yid out of his tchum into an enclosed area, a deer or a sahar, a corral or a pen of some sort, he's still not allowed more than 4 amas because he wasn't shayves there at the beginning of Shabbos. And our case over here, where Goyim built mechitzas around him on Shabbos, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva would agree that he still has 2,000 amas to walk around in. The whole machloikas, Rav Chuno and Chibrei D'Rav, is in shitas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, whether or not he's allowed to be metaltal in just 4 amas, or he also has the 2,000 amas to be metaltal in. But according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of our Mishnah, that when Goyim take him out of his tchum, but deposit him inside an enclosed area, he's allowed to walk around the whole thing freely, so there's no machloikas in our case either. Of course he's allowed to walk around and carry in these mechitzas. However, since the Gemara not so quick, it's possible that Rav Chuno and Chiya B'rei D'Rav are arguing even Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar of our Mishnah. Why is that? Because kal hu mishakana leshvisa mishalaykana leshvisa. There's a difference between somebody who's kind of shvisa versus somebody who wasn't kind of shvisa. Namely, the guy from our Mishnah who schlepped out of his tchum by Goyim is technically stuck to Dalet Amos. Therefore, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah were makel to allow him to walk around the entire enclosure that he was deposited in. But here, the fellow already has 2,000 amas. He was shayves in one place for Shabbos. He got himself 2,000 amas, and now just because the mechitzah is built around him, there isn't necessarily reason to be makel and allow him to walk around this entire enclosure because he has 2,000 amas to walk around. So it's possible that their machlokes is even in shitas from Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Here we have another question going back to this guy from our Mishnah who schlepped out of his city by Goyim. Nasnu al Pesach Hadir. Let's say they deposited him right at the entrance of a corral or a pen of sorts. They didn't put him inside of it. They put him right outside the entrance. So that's Rabbi Shua Rabbi Kiva. He has Dalet Amos, which means 2 Amos outside and 2 Amos inside. Wherever he is, he gets 4 Amos from there, and that's it. Because remember, even if he's deposited inside the enclosure, he's not allowed to walk around the whole thing. He only has Dalet Amos. So being deposited right at the entrance of it also only gives him Dalet Amos, 2 outside, 2 inside. However, he doesn't get 2 Amos inside and 2 Amos outside of it. If you allow him to have 2 amas inside and 2 amas outside, he's going to end up carrying around this entire deer because he's going to say, look, I'm allowed to walk 2 amas into it. That means that the whole deer is now considered my new makam shvisa and now I could carry around freely. But that's not true. He wasn't deposited inside. He was deposited right outside the entrance. So even according to Gamaliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's allowed to carry around the whole thing. And therefore, to prevent this from happening, they say he only gets down amas outside of it and can't even walk into it at all. Now we have another case. Nasnu b'amsa deer. The Goyim schlepped him and put him into the middle of the deer, the middle of this pen or this corral, this whole enclosed area. And this deer was half in the tchum, half out of the tchum. And he's currently located still within his tchum. What does he do over here? So Rav Acha Amar Ulfan, Rav Acha said the following name of his Rebbeim, and Rav Yehuda Amar Lamedeo. Rav Yehuda said this in the name of himself. This is his own shita. Machlekes Rav Chuna of Rav Chiya B'rei D'Rav. The same Machlekes Rav Chuna of Rav Chiya B'rei D'Rav. Previously, Rav Chuna had said that if a person had his 2,000 amas and then they put mechitzas around him, he's still only allowed to walk his 2,000 amas and he's only allowed to carry Dalet Amos, and that's exactly what we say over here because he's still within his tchum. Whereas Rav Chiya B'rei D'Rav not only allows him to walk the 2,000 amas, but also allows him to carry the 2,000 amas because now that he has mechitzas around him, that gives him more ability, and that's what we would say over here as well. And we go back to the last case of the Mishnah where we had all the Tanai mentioned on a boat outside the tchum on Shabbos, and Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah walked around the entire boat because they were surrounded by its mechitzas, so the whole thing is free for walking around. Whereas Rav Shua and Rav Kiva were machmer on themselves and they stuck to their Dalet Amos. Then we clarify, Rav Zair quotes Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, that Rabbi Shua of Rabbi Kiva, Hachmer Latzman, as Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva stayed within their Dalet Amos because they want to be Machmer on themselves, as what the Mishnah said, Zoy Samaris, that tells us, Shalacha Kerma Gamil, Kerma Lazman Azariah. They really know, Lachas Kerma Gamil, Kerma Lazman Azariah. It's just that they want to be Machmer on themselves. And Rabbi Shua, Bashem Rabbi Brashi, Afbidir Basar, Lacha Kerma Gamil, Kerma Lazman Azariah, that even in the case of deer and sahar, then a person finds themselves outside their tchum, deposited inside a deer or a sahar, this corral or animal pen, that Lachas Kerma Gamil, Kerma Lazman Azariah, that you could walk around the entire thing. However, Hanani ben Achir Rabbi Shua Aimer, Hananya, the son of the brother Rabbi Shua, says, "Call Yom Hayudan and Elu Kineged Elu." These were arguing with those. There's this big machlekes back and forth. How we paskin? Anshaba Achi Abba until the father and my brother came along, v'yichriya b'nehen, and he gave a clear psak, v'hisken, he was metaken, sh'tei halacha k'm gamil k'r b'lazah ben azariah b'sfina, the halachas are k'm gamil k'r b'lazah ben azariah with ship, but k'r b'yishu k'r b'kiva b'dir v'sahar, it's like k'r b'yishu and k'r b'kiva when we're talking about deer and sahar. And the question is, ma bein sahar, ma bein sfina? So what's the difference between a sahar and a sfina? If they're both surrounded by mechitzas, why should it make a difference? Why is halachas like this one in that case and another one in a different case? And the answer is as follows. Chavraya Amri, the Talmid and Beis Medrash said, Sfina, the reason why we're more makel with the ship is because its mechitza has come with it. The ship has mechitzas, it has walls around it, and therefore the person is always considered to be surrounded by mechitzas. And even though now the ship is outside of the original tchum that he started out in, since he's always within these mechitzas, he's allowed to walk around the entire area of the mechitzas, as opposed to the deer and the sahar, where he was taken out from where he was and placed into an area that has mechitzas. That's different than the ship. However, Rabzer says different in the case of the ship. It's because it's uprooted from these four amos and placed into those four amos. In other words, according to Reb Zeira, really when a person's on a boat and as it's traveling on the water, he's taken outside of his tchum, he really is limited to walking only dalet amos. It's just that the reason why he's allowed to walk around the whole ship is due to the fact that it's constantly traveling. Every moment he now has a new dalet amos. It's 10 a.m. Shabbos morning, so he's stuck. He's limited to only dalet amos. But since the ship is traveling at 10:01, let's say, for argument's sake, now it's moved beyond those dalet amos, so now he gets a new dalet amos. And basically, every second as the ship is traveling, moving forward, even though he's limited to dalet amos, he's constantly getting a new dalet amos, which basically means he's allowed to walk around the entire ship. So now the Gemara asks, Laman Alman Alf on the top, Ma Nafakim B'nehoin, so what's a nafkamina between them? The answer is two different nafkaminas. Im Hois Achsadra, if the boat was an Achsadra, which is basically flat, for example, a raft, and it doesn't have walls, it doesn't have mechitzas. And here we're going to be switching around the mutter and usser words. Al Daitin to Chavraya, usser. Al Daitin to Zeira, mutter. According to Chavraya, it's usser, because since there's no mechitzas, and Chavraya's whole svara was that the reason why he's allowed to walk around the ship freely is because his mechitzas are traveling with him, but here he doesn't have mechitzas because he's going on a raft. It's actually usser for him to travel more than Dalet Amos. Whereas according to Zeira, it's mutter, because there's nothing to do with mechitzas. It has to do with the boat constantly moving, and therefore he's constantly getting a new Dalet Amos. It doesn't make a difference that there's no mechitzas. Here's another nafkamina, im hoisa yam galenu. If the sea is very calm, let's say the boat weighed anchor and it's not moving anywhere. And here, once again, we have asr mutter switch. Al daitin de chavraya, mutter. Al daitin de rabzeira, asr. According to chavraya, it's mutter to walk around the whole ship because here he has his mechitzas with him as we could walk around freely. Whereas according to rabzeira, it's asr because the ship is not moving at all. The only reason why rabzeira allows him to walk beyond his dalet amos is due to the fact that the ship is constantly moving, so he constantly is getting a new dalet amos. Here, the ship is not moving, it's anchored, and therefore he's only limited to his dalet amos where he is. And rabzeira says, Masnisa amar kain, our Mishnah tells us this, arba amos sha'amru, hein tchum, that's a proper girsa, that the arba amos that we're talking about, that a person is limited to, those are considered tchum, and not that it's makaymai. This is what we had started out today with, is it considered tchum or not tchum? And by the fact that we see, according to Zaira, that it gets a brand new dalet amos as the ship is moving, the must tell us that dalet amos is tchum, and not that it's makaymai, because if it was makaymai, it wouldn't make a difference that the ship is moving along the way. He's located in his place on the boat, so we should have dalet amos from his makaym where he is on the boat, regardless of whether or not the boat is moving. But from the fact that we see that when the boat is moving, he's constantly getting a new dalet amos, we look at his dalet amos vis-a-vis where the boat is located on the water, not where he's located on the boat, and that's why he constantly gets a new dalet amos, and that means that his dalet amos is tchum and not mekaymai. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.